בוקר טוב, יום של ניסי בשבת קודש, פרשת מטות מסעי, today is כ"ו בתמוז. So we were in שער הביטחון, in this sefer on page 77. So he was discussing, the רבנו בחיי, the author, was discussing the ideas that engender ביטחון על הקדוש ברוך הוא. And we see that without, you know, it's very... very easy to see how without bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we live in such a generation where Hashem Yirachem, there's so many tzarot. Hashem Yirachem, tzara rodefet tzara, that's one of the side effects of the galut, is that there are constantly tzarot. Hashem Yirachem Yatzil. And without you know, very strong, steadfast bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person could really be lost. A person could be depressed and just lose his complete sense of focus in Olam Hazeh. That's why a person really needs to build. It's not cliche. People say, oh, you're connected to God. You really need to work. Everybody needs to work on their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to have a real, live connection, you have to leave the channels of... What do you think tefillah is? These are all ways. Tefillah, Talmud Torah, Kiyum HaMitzvot, Emunah U'Bitachon. These are all ways for us to connect in different ways to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And without that, we're goners. Because there's so many tzarot. If a person doesn't have a healthy connection... to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we wouldn't be able to last in Olam Hazeh. אפשר להתקיים אפילו שעה אחת, ממש. אפילו על זה נאמר. Yes, he says like this. ומי שאינו מבין ענייני העולם, יחשוב כי הסיבה המתחדשת מחייבת שינוי העניינים והתהפכותם מעניין אל עניין. A person who doesn't usually understand the way the world works, might think that things just happen, things that happen, occurrences, and the way they change from one to another. והסיבה חלושה ונקלה מהיות ממנה שינוי או חילוף בעצמם. Yeah? We see so many things happening in the world, right? So many events, so many occurrences. How many events can a person go through in just like one day? So many things in personal life and in general, national, international, community, individual. So many events happening. So many things happening. And when a person's not educated or doesn't recognize a Kadosh Baruch Hu well enough, he says, oh, you know, one thing leads to another. And he just looks at, you know, it's kind of like a merry-go-round or, you know, one of these rides where you're standing there and you just keep on going around and around. You think things are just happening on their own. But in fact... That's wrong, says the Rabbeinu Bechaye. והסיבה חלושה ונקלה מיות ממנה שינוי או חילוף בעצמם. It doesn't make any sense that so many things can happen one after another, all on their own. People, you know, you can attribute it to whatever you want. Science and happenstance and, you know, just coincidence. But it's so weak of a time for one thing to happen after another like that. And he says, כאשר נראה הגרגיר האחד מן החיטה, מצמיח 300 שיבולים. How could it be? He's just giving just a small example. One wheat kernel, you plant it in the ground, it can give forth 300 stalks of wheat. You know, Rav Victor Miller, Alav HaShalom, he used to walk around very famously with an apple seed in his pocket. And used to stop, you know, his shul was right next to the Meir Yeshiva, right off the corner of Ocean Parkway and Avenue R. So a lot of the Meir Yeshiva guys still do. Go to a shul or whatever. So he used to famously like stop on Ocean Parkway, right in the middle of Ocean Parkway, and stop and take out of his pocket. He used to take out an apple seed and look at it. And when he was with Talmidim, like, it looks weird. What are you looking at apple seeds for? So he's like, wow, unbelievable. He says, what? Look in one little apple seed. Look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted in one little thing. These things logically make no sense. And for a person to think, yeah, it's, you know... You know, we got used to it. It's natural. You take this thing, you plant it in the ground, it makes a tree. You know, hundreds of thousands, if not, you know, throughout the course of its life, hundreds of thousands of apples, whatever, just from one seed. Yeah, because things, you know, things happen. That's not an intelligent way of looking at. Forget about spiritual. That's not an intelligent way of looking at the world. He says, "V'chol shibolet shloshim gargirim." Every stalk has another 30 kernels. V'ya gargir ha'echad siba la'aseret alafim o karov lahem. One kernel of wheat can beget tens of thousands of other wheat kernels. It doesn't make any sense. Haya'alem ki koach hagargir chalush me'asut kamotzo. He says, if you're intelligent, look at this one little scrawny wheat kernel. You planted it. It's weak. Where does it get its power from? Who programmed it to do this? What, you think it just does stuff by itself? וכן שאר הגרגירים הנזרעים הנטועים. So too by any other pits or any other planted things. This is, you know, a tiny, tiny, tiny tip of the iceberg example of just stopping to look. And by the way, a major yisod in Avodat Hashem is that a person has to stop and take in the things around him. You know, what made Moshe Rabbeinu the leader of Am Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu was walking in the desert and he saw the Sineh Bo'er, he saw the burning bush. It says right before HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out to him, the Pasuk says, "Vayomer Moshe, asura na ve'ere'e et ha-mar'e ha-gadol hazeh, madua lo yiv'ar ha-sineh." He told himself, you know what? Let me stop and look for a second at this unbelievable spectacle. Why is the bush not burning? And then it says, "Vayikra Elohim el Moshe mitoch ha-sineh, vayomer Moshe, Moshe, vayomer hineni." HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the rest was history. Which means, if you infer in the Psukim, would Moshe Rabbeinu not have stopped to analyze this unbelievable spectacle, what would have happened? Well, Hashem wouldn't have spoken to him, and Hashem would have found a different shaliach. What caused Hashem, preempted HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling out to Moshe Rabbeinu was this stop, look, think, you know, today, nowadays, what we have done.
Selfie,
and then you move on, right? That's it, and you post it and on the Zach, and then you move on, nahon? Moshe Rabbeinu became Moshi'an shel Yisrael, Adon lechol ha-Nevi'im. Why? Because he stopped and thought, pondered. Sometimes in life, you have to stop and think. In this generation, it's a tall order, because everything's instant gratification. Nobody has time for anything. Nobody has time, you know. It's very
difficult. How does that make sense of this with the Mishnah? It says, I'm a psik Mishnah Torah, it's like a Be'ilan, or my mind.
That's if you're in the middle of learning. And over there, Nechon, Rabbi Yonah says, what's Manain Ilanze over there? It's Soma Birkata Ilanot. If you stop Talmud Torah even to make a bracha Birkata Ilanot, there is a kilo mitchayev ben Hashem. There's a few pshatim. That's according to some Rishonim. It's even for Birkata Ilanot. If you're in the middle of learning, so you're not, that's considered Bitul Torah. But Lakol Zman Va'et, just like there's a time for learning, and there's a time for davening, and there's a time for Kiyuma Mitzvot. There's a time also to stop and look around you. And because what's the Torah supposed to do to a person? It's supposed to bring about a heightened realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His presence. If a person doesn't stop and, you know, we call it to stop and smell the coffee, you know what I'm saying? To look around and to realize there's a world around who created everything. You know, how did Avraham Avinu become Avraham Avinu? The same thing. He looked around, sun, moon, stars, right? He says the Midrash right in the beginning, Parashat Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu said that there is a tremendous castle, Bira, right? There's got to be Manhig La Bira. There's got to be somebody who built it. Nachon? That comes from what? If you don't stop and think, so you're not going to have these thoughts. Yeah? So it's a very, very important thing. There's many little things. You can get chizuk from every tiny little thing Ba'olam Hazeh. You have to look at wheat kernels and apple pits and whatever. And then, once you graduate from wheat kernels and apple pits, then you start looking at your body. And then start looking at things around you. Then start looking at your family. Then start... Shtabach Shem, look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite wisdom of how He created the world. It's lo leha'amin. It's lehafli. Mamash, unbelievable. And that's how a person... By the way, this is one of the elements. This is what we call one of the things is hitbodedut. Hitbodedut means, not only people make a mistake and they think hitbodedut, which is... quote unquote meditation or being alone with oneself. Yes, it's a time for self introspection, but part of the Yitbodedut also is stop, clear your mind from any other distractions, and focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Avigdor Miller, Alav Shalom, by the way, you know, he has a Pirush on Sha'ar Bitachon. He writes over there also the importance. He writes, are you using it? He says over there also the importance always, once a few times a day, stop, just stop whatever you're doing, clear your mind, and just talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Hashem, I love you.
Not in the middle of your learning, huh?
Learning is telling Hashem, I love you. Yeah. But besides for that, that's a more, you know, sophisticated way of telling Hashem you love Him, because you're tapping into His chokhmah. So that's mevadai. But even if you're walking in the street or working or whatever it is that you do, just stop for a second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love you. Kacha, pashut. Mitzvah ta'aseh min ha-Torah. Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha. Mitzvah. One of the shesh mitzvot midiyot is... Ahavat Hashem. Another one, Yirat Hashem. When you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love you, what else? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I fear you. In spite of the fact that I love you, together with the love, I revere you. Another mitzvah ta'aseh. You can do that anywhere. There's, you know, the six constant mitzvot that never cease, and you can do them anywhere, at any time. These are two of them. Anyway, mikol makom. Person has to stop and remember all these things. Look at human beings or any other creation in the world that comes from one drop of semen. Look, a whole ma'arechit, look, a whole system. Think for a second, it's so important. Maran is a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch, siman he, that speaks about Birkat Asher Yatzar. You know, that's Kavanat Hashem, Vav Asher Yatzar. Anyway, he is Kavanat Hashem, Vav Asher Yatzar. He talks about the whole system of the body. Just one thing off. You know what happens, Bar Minan, if one cell of the body is corrupt? One corrupted cell. Yeah? Try to stop breathing for just a few seconds. Try to stop. Just a few seconds. Yeah? Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishtabach Shemo. Every little detail of life is a Kadosh Baruch Hu perfected to such an extent. He says, Uchmo chen havayat adag agadol mibetzat adag im katnuta. Yeah? Look. You ever see caviar? You know what caviar is? Fish eggs. Yeah, it's expensive. It's fish eggs. From the tiny little zachin. Big fish. You ever see a tuna? Tuna's like 300-400 pounds. You know that. You come in little cans, but tuna's a really big fish. Yeah? You know where it comes from? Tiny egg. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishtabach Shemo. Look what he did. Look around. He's saying, look around at the Bria. V'tirdat ha-nefesh le'agdim ma she'echer ha-borei it'ale ul'achir ma she'ikdim ul'harbot ma she'in'it ul'am'it ma she'irba mikinyanei ha'olam. Yeah? A person, in general, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a set, remember we spoke about this yesterday, we touched on it, everything in this world has a limit and a time and a boundary. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a set time for everything to happen. The world is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's timer. You know, things have timers, you put on a timer for Shabbat, Sha'on Shabbat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the world on a Sha'on Shabbat. And what preoccupies people in this world the most is what? Messing up Hashem's plans. Meaning trying to mess with the clock. Hashem has a lakol zman va'et tachat hashamish, says Shlomo HaMelech in Kohelet. Everything has a time. People try to make whatever Hashem says should happen later to try to make it earlier. Whatever Hashem wants earlier to push it off. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something to be big and extravagant. We try to minimize it. We're constantly, we don't even know that we're doing it, but subconsciously we may be fighting or trying to not follow along Hashem's plan. And he says, "Mibeli sabev el kiyum mitzvat avodato v'kibul torato," without realizing, in situations where Hakadosh Baruch Hu, where we want to fulfill Hakadosh Baruch Hu in His Torah, chalishut ha'akara ba'amitat yedi'ato. All of these things, when we are trying to do this, you know, when we're trying to fight again, this shows a weakness of our understanding and trust and understand, recognizing the truth of Hashem's presence, v'sichlut mehavin tovot hanhagato, and it shows a foolishness on our part in understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's leadership. Which means, you know, I give this mashal all the time, and it's very, you know, in the mall. You ever go to the mall? I don't like the mall. I forget about the preachers. Just waste the time here, there, whatever. You know, in the mall, the kids love to go there. Why? Because they have these strollers that you can rent. It looks like a Flintstones car. You know what I'm talking about? And then you put the kid in, and it has like a wheel and a horn, whatever. And it has this thing in the back that the parents can push, right? The handle that the parents are pushing. The kid sits in there, and what does he think? He's mabsoot. He's sitting there driving, whatever, and he thinks, you know, he's running the world. Little does the kid understand, he's katan. He's not intellectually developed enough to understand that if you just turn around for a second and look, it's one of his parents pushing the handle behind him. We try as much with all of our might to make things happen and make deals and do this and do that and everything, schedule. And that's the biggest practical joke for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu laugh? Try to plan every little detail in your life. That's the funniest thing for God. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu laughs. Hashem says you can plan all you want. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishtabach Shemo, he has his plan. The more a person tries to... You have to make yishtadlut, nachon. You can't just, you can't live like a caveman and just like expecting. You have to live normally. But sometimes people overdo it and they try to get everything, you know, control freaks.
No,
but that's a totally different level of emunah bitachon. But even for us, you try to get every single little detail and you see things are falling apart and it's not happening, to try to, being a control freak and trying to control everything that goes on in the world shows a tremendous lack of understanding of who's running the show. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do as he planned anyway. Yeah, you got to do your best, but at the end of the day, forego, let control go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's running the world, and he's going to run it as he sees fit anyway. Nothing that we can do is going to change that. So why spend extra stress, extra brain cells? Chaval al hazman. You know what he's saying?
A lot of times, I have a question. A lot of times you have somebody who, let's say they get sick, or something like that happens.
Yeah.
And if a person would have no hergesh, like you said, okay, with the Chonan Emunah, Hashem will take care of it, everything will be fine. He won't have any feeling or any emotion in his tefillah. He'll pray Keragil the regular way, and then he won't. You know, maybe Hashem was trying to get him to open up more in his tefillah to bring him to reality. So how does a person balance out having the full bitachon emunah, knowing from Hashem, but at the same time he'll get so emotional that, you know, it can hit him in his tefillah?
So I'll tell you, in general, it makes Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want, you know, this is fake bitachon. For instance, chas v'shalom, a person gets sick, and a person says, oh, this is a Ritzon HaBore, so might as well not do anything about it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that person to drop dead, so he's not going to do anything. He's not going to pray. He's not going to go to the hospital. That's fake bitachon. That's fake bitachon. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu instilled in every one of his creations an instinct to want to remain alive. Right? The number one instinct in this world that is imbued in us, in our DNA, is what?
Fight or flight.
Survivor. Person wants to survive. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu created us like that, so that when a person Bar Minan is threatened, that's a wake-up call. Hashem sends all these things, and the Rambam says that if a person is receiving, you know, makot, if he's getting slapped by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not to wake up and not to pray, not to be chozer b'tshuva, that's a very cruel and foolish thing. A person has to be open to realize all these zachim. So therefore, a person has to pray and a person has to do his ishtadlut. That's not emunah bitachon. But to try, and after a person has prayed and has been mit'orer and tefillot and teshuvah and tzedakot and the physical hishtadlut that a person has to do after that, to try to, you know what the most relaxing feeling in this world is? You know what the best feeling is? Relinquishing control to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Peace of mind.
Huh?
Peace of mind.
Relinquish control. Let it go. Let things go. A person has to... That life is so much more menuchat nefesh, so much calmer, so much happier when you relinquish control to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give him over the wheel. He's driving anyway. Nothing that we do, it's like the kid, the parents pushing him from behind anyway. You can beep and you can turn and you can, you know, pound on the gas. It's not going to help you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. Relinquish control.
What happens is someone lo aleinu passes away, and the children and the relatives and everyone, they're upset, they're crying. But on one side, there's a side, of course, even in avelut, to be upset the first
mitzvah.
3 years and everything, mitzvah, yeah. Right? On the other side, though, you have to have bitachon and say, you know, it's all from Hashem. So how can a person be crying and be upset of what Hashem did if it's really having...
That's why Chazal made a limit. A person, asur lo le'adam litkashot al meto. Litkashot means to refuse to be consoled. Yes? In general, it takes people about 3 days, and then progressively, after the first 3 days, in general, right, goes first 3 days, and then Shiva, and then Shloshim, and then Yud Bet Chodesh, right, for a person not to relinquish control of his emotions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after such a period is considered a lack of bitachon. That's the natural way also. That shows that a person does not agree, or he doesn't agree with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control.
Why can't he even have those emotions to begin with? Meaning, person, he has completed bitachon and emunah. I know this from Hashem, so why am I even crying?
Still hurts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us as human beings. We have a heart, we have emotions.
So it's a lack of bitachon to feel those things. Meaning it's having those emotions showing that, hey, I don't completely trust in Hashem.
Not
in this
bitachon.
Moment.
Having those emotions shows that you're
normal.
A human being.
Being a human being means there's times where you have lack of bitachon. Is that what it
no,
is?
No. It's a mitzvah litabed. Not only that, it says a person who's not mitabel al adam kasher is cruel.
Right, but why? Because during those times, you're saying that, look, I don't understand why Hashem is doing this.
You don't need to understand. It's painful to lose somebody that a person's close to. It's a painful thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create us as robots. He created us with emotions and hearts and souls and a person who does, you know, you think Aharon HaKohen when he's vaidom, when he was silent when his son's done, you think it didn't hurt him? You think he didn't cry? He didn't say anything. It doesn't say that. It says V'chol Bet Yisrael Yivku Et HaSerefa SheSaraf Hashem. Everybody should cry, including Aharon. Rakma, he didn't say, he didn't complain, he didn't say anything, but he cried. It hurt. If a person's not hurt, he's, terminated. Yeah? The kids are matom, man.
So the mom has a good twist on this. There's a famous phrase, man plans, God laughs. Yeah. She switches to
it's originally in Yiddish. Yeah.
It's
originally in
Yiddish. I didn't know that. So she switched it to man
plans. How's your Yiddish?
No, I'm just kidding.
You look like somebody who would speak Yiddish,
No, I learned like four words. When I see classes, I can really...
Okay.
Arabic
English. Okay,
right. So she switched it to a man plans, Hashem plans better. I think it's more appropriate, actually.
Aval, mikol makom, the idea is... Emunah bitachon doesn't mean turning off your emotions. Turning off your emotions means you're just becoming an iPhone. You know what I'm saying? An iPhone doesn't have emotions. So... soon they're going to make. They already started doing it in different countries. Soon, in order to charge your phone, you're not going to have to do it in the car or in the wall. Whatever, you're just going to plug it into your arm, and you're going to charge the phone because we're all becoming droids anyway. You know what I'm saying? They're putting in the chips and whatever, and the GPS, and everybody knows where you are anyway. So we're just going to, we're all becoming a bunch of machines. So nahon, no kava. They have these. I read it, somebody sent me an article. They're putting chips into people.
Why didn't you know Oracle? We're all magnetic.
They're able to
play video.
Open your stuff like you can do in your smartphone.
Right.
You can open your house door with your just by yourself. You're the key.
People, so these people, they like to feel like a machine. They're so connected to their phone, they want to be as much of a device as possible. So what people want to be? Machines. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create us as machines. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us as Basar Vadam. And guess what? Malachim have their pros and cons, and human beings have their pros and cons. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create us as Basar Vadam with a Neshama, that means that He wants us to feel the emotions, but yet know how to curb them when it comes to the situation of Emunah Bitachon. Ad kan, Rabotai, will continue tomorrow. Okay. Today, Rabotai, before you go...